inquiring about the tapes that were for sale.
Yeah.
What kind of price had you got on them?
$30 piece.
That's 30 per pig?
Uh-huh.
Well, how many pigs do you have?
There'd be four.
Four?
Yeah, we've got five, but we're going to keep one.
I was kind of needing about six of them, really. What it is, this is Ted Logan over at Skagston.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a little contest out here with it. It's going to be the 1st of November. And how big are the pigs, anyway?
They weigh between 40 and 50 pounds.
Have they got pretty good speed?
Yeah.
You know, they're fast. Do you keep them up or do you let them run?
No, they're listening a lot.
So they do run?
Yeah.
Well, are they fairly gentle? The reason I was asking, see, we're going to grease them up and sell them in the grease pig races.
Yeah.
And if a man can catch him, you see, he'll get to keep the pig.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to get no big fat hogs out there that would bite the children or anything of this nature, but I wanted a young pig, a frisky pig, this sort of thing. And it sounds like the type pig that you've got.
Yeah, they're frisky little things. They play and...
Well, that's certainly the kind of pig we're looking for in our races. Last year, well, I'm in charge of it this year because Willie Baxter, his buddy, he was in charge of it last year, and he brought in a big old boar and greased them things down, and they took off, and I don't know where they are to this day. I mean, nobody couldn't get them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it come time we seen nobody could catch the pigs, we go over to get them ourselves, and we couldn't even catch them.
Huh.
I about broke my leg wrestling that thing. You know, once you grease them down, you got to be careful. That's why we want to get a smaller pig this year.
Yeah.
But that's what type of... Tell me, are your pigs around the children quite a bit? Are there children there at the house?
No, we got a son, but that's all. I mean, you know.
Well, I'd want a gentle pig, you know, for this type of thing, because there would be, you know, probably some children that would be entering the contest. It's $2 to chase the pig, but there would be some children, you see, that would be chasing the pig, so I couldn't get a rowdy pig in there that would bite,
or perhaps
would stomp the children or something like this.
They don't bite because, you know, they'd be scared of people. I mean, you know.
Now, we want them to be a little bit shy, but we don't want them to be mean.
Well, they're not mean. They're
mean per se. You know, a pig can get pretty vicious when they really get to biting and gnawing.
Well,
I had an uncle, well, a great uncle, he had some kin on my mother's side, on the Reed side. I'm Logan, but Elroy Reed, he was a great uncle of mine, and story has it that he was ate by pigs. He only had one leg, his other was wood.
Yeah.
And he went to feed them one afternoon, and he used to get right out and mingle with the pigs. Elroy was something with animals. To hear my mom tell it, he was God's gift to animals, God's gift to pigs, but he tripped or something or another, and one of the pigs started eating on him, and this led to that, and that led to the other, and they eat all the way up.
Huh.
And all they found was a boom. So I guess nobody never knows what happened to him, but I guess that's what happened to him, but oh, Lord, that'd be a tragedy if those pigs was to eat one of the children.
Oh, I don't think that happened with these.
Well, that would be something that I'd want to keep in mind. You know, if you have a loved one eaten by pigs, you always think of that.
Yeah.
Well, how do I get out there to your place?
You know anything about the Powell community?
Powell?
Yeah, we live on Haskell Road in Powell.
I see.
You know,
okay, I'm going to Emory Road.
Yeah, you know where the Powell Airport is?
Yes, I do. I knew a Wilkerson man that was killed out there here a while back.
Well, right up there at the caution line. You know where it's at?
Yeah.
Well, you turn the... Let's see, which way would you be coming?
I'd be coming out there to your house.
I mean, you'd be coming up Emory Road past the airport?
Yeah. If that's how you get there, I would. I wouldn't want to just drive around. You know what I mean.
You'd come out 75.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
All right, you take the Emory Road exit, and you turn Emory Road exit.
Yeah.
You make a left turn.
Okay, left turn.
Come on up to the caution light.
Okay.
And make a right turn.
Left, then right up to the light.
And we're about 2 miles on Haskell Road from the crossroads there.
Okay.
White House on and on the right was Black Curve.
Okay. And what's the name there?
Whitson.
Whitson?
Uh-huh.
There's a great pig with a Whitson or something. Whitley pig, ain't it? Some sort of a shote it is, I believe.
Uh-huh.
How'd you get into the pig business anyway, if you don't mind me being a little bit nosy?
Oh, I've been raised on a farm myself. And
sure did.
And
you know, Powell is still country, although it's the city's moving in.
Yes, it is.
Don't let nobody fool you. City be there, but there's still some country out there at Powell.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of country there.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Come out.
Well, I'll tell you what, we was needing five. Could you possibly get another in?
Well, we've got five, but we're kind of wanting the...
Oh, you got one kind of...
on you, but I haven't much changed his mind. I don't know.
You kindly a pet up there.
Oh, see, we had a big sow, and we sold it today.
Uh-huh.
And it's a killer for our own, you know, meat.
Yeah.
So we sold it. So we thought, well, we'd keep one of these pigs about January or February while we'd kill it, see.
Well, now, of course...
But he's not sell all five of them. I don't know.
And he's wanting 30 per pig.
Uh-huh.
If a man took all of them, reckon he'd come off any on that price.
Well, you just have to talk.
Because this is kindly for, you know, a charity thing anyway. But, before, of course, if he's got a pig he wants to keep, he can come up Skagston and enter. Grease that thing up and he can go for it. I'll tell you a little secret on that if you want to know it. If you'll take and rub sand all over yourself,
It'll
catch into that grease and you can hold them pigs a lot better.
Oh.
So if you ever enter, you know, greased pig contest, Put some sand on your hands. Just don't tell nobody Ted Logan told you yes, because I'm a pro at catching them.
Oh.
I was the one that, you remember when they had it down there at TVA and I Fire?
Yeah.
That's me, Ted Logan. I was the one that caught it 3 years in a row.
Oh.
I was in a new set.
You knew what to do.
Yeah. Well, first and second year I used sand. Third year, I forgot to even blame sand. I just rubbed dirt all over me. But sure enough, I was the one caught them.
Well, when you think you might come out?
Well, I don't know if I can get out there tonight or not.
Well, it's kind of late tonight.
You want me out there late tonight? I could get out there about midnight, I guess.
You couldn't come tomorrow?
Yeah, I'd rather come tomorrow. But
yeah, that's what I mean. It's too late tonight.
Yeah. Well, about what time?
Well, he's here all day, but I'll be gone to work.
The pigs will be there.
Oh, though. Yeah, the pigs will be here.
Do you ever have them in the house or the yard or anything?
No, they're just up there in a pen.
Well, when I was a boy, I had a pet, little old pig called him by the name of Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved that little pig. I didn't have a dog. My daddy wouldn't have a dog. But I had a little old pet pig. You know, the TV show, the Green Acres show, they have that pig. It's kind of reminded me of that one. I think I may have got that from that. But I used to let Oscar in the house, in the kitchen. He's a mess, that little pig was.
Oh, I like to watch them.
Oh, they're adorable. They're adorable.
Well,
your name's Whitson. Okay. I believe I can get out there to you. My name's Logan. But I need a truck to haul them pigs. If I got all of them, I probably would.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a 51 Chevy bulge back. Don't have a back seat in it.
Yeah.
And I could put some straw in the floor. I used to haul coon dogs in it.
Anyway, they wouldn't jump out.
Well, they wouldn't jump out. Did I get car sick?
Oh, we don't drive around.
Oh, you just don't?
We don't take them for a Sunday drive.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm anxious to see them little rascals.
Well, they're pretty.
Yeah.
They're real pretty.
I love a pig, I swear I do. Well, I'll let you go, Mrs. Whitson, and I'll come out there tomorrow right about 1 o'clock, because, see, I ate my dinner at about 11:30.
Yeah.
And then about... It take me about that long yet. See, I've hurt my leg and I don't work right now.
Yeah.
But you know, I've hurt my leg and I don't get to work like I used to.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know that?
I hope you can find a way all right.
Oh, yeah, I know Pal pretty good. And of course, I'm from Skagston. My boy plays out here at Skagston on the baseball team. They played Pals, and we was out there just not too long back in the summer. Well, I'm going to let you go because I know you're wanting to get to bed.
Well?
And them pigs stay quiet of the evening, I guess.
Oh, yeah, as long as they get their belly full.
Yeah. I just didn't want to take a chance on bringing no wild pigs up here, somebody getting hurt, have a tragedy like that to happen. Well, it sounds like them's pretty mild-mannered pigs, as long as they're kept around children or people, you know, and they're not mistreated.
No, no.
Well, that's the sort of thing.
I don't like things like that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be looking for you tomorrow, then.
All righty, then.